Good morning. Over 7,500 residents of La Palma have been forced to flee their homes, with nearly 2,000 buildings damaged after the Cumbre Vieja volcano erupted on the 19th of September. The eruption has been accompanied by continuing earthquakes of low to moderate intensity. Spain's National Institute of Geography recorded a 5-level earthquake near the island on Saturday, with the moderate quake felt up to 25 kilometres away from the epicentre. The tremor is not thought to have caused any new damage. The new quake is reported to have taken place between 38 and 44 kilometres deep, and is the largest tremor of its kind since the seismic swarm that preceded the eruption. Dozens of smaller quakes were reported earlier in the day. The central government on Saturday promised to speed assistance to La Palma's devastated agriculture and fishing industries. On his fifth visit to the island since the quake, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said that his government would pass new measures this week to send millions of euros in aid to reach those in need. Negotiations for Gibraltar between England and Spain have stalled and are awaiting future advances that would solve existing discrepancies over border controls on the Rock. The territory ceased to be part of the European Union after Brexit, automatically becoming a Schengen space. A solution would likely entail the presence of border forces from Europe, in this case Spain, who would enter Gibraltarian territory to enforce control of the border of access to the EU, an issue that the British resist, despite reaching an initial agreement last year to lay the foundations for a new treaty between both parties. However, Gibraltar's Chief Minister, Fabio Picardo, has said that it is a non-negotiable red line as the Gibraltarian government considers the presence of officers from the Spanish security forces in its territory as unacceptable, and specifically with regard to the access of any facilities in the Rock, such as the port and the airport. The new Spanish Foreign Minister, José Manuel Álvarez, recently held a meeting with all the mayors of the Campo de Gibraltar region to tell them about the situation over the negotiations and to also send a message of tranquility and optimism in order to achieve an agreement that is beneficial for all parties. Thousands of people protested on Saturday for the rights of members of ETA who are currently in prison. People marched through San Sebastian demanding all 600 prisoners be housed closer to home. Senior members of the Catalan separatist movement and left-wing Podemos also joined the demonstration. After ceasing its armed struggle in 2011, ETA announced its self-dissolution in 2018. On the 10th anniversary of the group's renunciation of violence, polls showed that only 21% of the people in the region still unconditionally support independence. However, Basque separatist leader Arnaldo Otegi called on the public to join an independence rally on November the 20th in Bilbao. Otegi, who leads the EH Bildu party, said he wanted to show Spain and the international community that the independence movement in the Basque country was stronger than ever. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.